Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is January 11th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1, Sensitization and Organ Transplantation. Assessment of Risk. STAR, 2025 Meeting Group Report. The STAR Initiative's working group has held 3 consensus meetings and published reports that have influenced clinical care in organ transplantation. The 2025 group identified and addressed 5 key evolving areas in transplantation: donor-derived cell-free DNA tests, innate immunity and allograft rejection, immunogenicity and antigenicity, and HLA antibody quantification. This demonstrates the group's ongoing work in translating laboratory data into clinical practice and guiding future research priorities. Article number 2. Phenotypic stratification and prognostic value of cardiac magnetic resonance in non-dilated left ventricular cardiomyopathy. This study identified 3 distinct cardiac magnetic resonance-based phenotypes in 515 patients with non-dilated left ventricular cardiomyopathy. These phenotypes include late gadolinium enhancement positive with preserved left ventricular ejection fraction, late gadolinium enhancement negative with dilated left atrium or right ventricle and preserved left ventricular ejection fraction, and late gadolinium enhancement negative with isolated systolic dysfunction with preserved left ventricular ejection fraction. The classification of these phenotypes provides a new framework for risk stratification in this patient population. Article number 3. Predicting the risk of motor vehicle crash in the first year after cardioverter defibrillator implantation. This study utilized 22 years of population-based administrative data to identify licensed drivers who received a first implantable cardioverter defibrillator between 1998 and 2018. It developed a method using baseline health and driving data, along with logistic regression, to estimate the risk of motor vehicle crash in the first year post-implantation. This approach provides clinicians with a tool to personalize medical driving restrictions following implantable cardioverter defibrillator implantation. Article number 4. Early predictors of aortic valve surgery in patients with significant bicuspid aortic regurgitation without initial surgical indication. This study identified a cohort of 335 patients with moderate or severe bicuspid aortic regurgitation who did not initially meet guideline-based criteria for aortic valve surgery. These patients were drawn from a single-center registry of 1927 individuals with bicuspid aortic valve, excluding those with severe aortic stenosis, endocarditis, or other major valvular diseases. The study establishes the critical need for identifying early predictors of disease progression within this specific high-risk subgroup to aid in optimal risk stratification and surgical timing. Article number 5, Insomnia Symptom Trajectories and Incident Cardiovascular Disease in Older Adults, a Longitudinal Cohort Study. This longitudinal cohort study of 12,000 participants aged 50 years or older investigated the associations between insomnia symptoms, their long-term trajectories, and incident cardiovascular disease. All participants were without baseline cardiovascular disease and were drawn from the U.S. Health and Retirement Study between 2002 and 2018. The study demonstrated the importance of evaluating long-term patterns of insomnia symptoms in relation to cardiovascular disease development in older adults. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.